Bay to Bay Boat Club offers a limited number of season-long memberships in our private club and half-day or full-day pontoon boat rentals on Lake Minnetonka. Members have the opportunity to play on luxurious pontoon boats, as well as a variety of well-appointed deck boats, speed boats, and offshore boats. Our daily pontoon boats are deluxe, custom-built boats with many amenities and comfortable seating for up to 14 people. Bay to Bay Boat Club, Country Club Boating, 24 years in business and voted Minnesota's best 3 years in a row. Please visit us at baytobayboatclub.com for more information. We look forward to welcoming you this summer.
We are live at the Pizza Bar today for Preps Today with John Millay. In attendance, John Millay, you know him from the MSHSL.org and from his show here at TalkNorth.com. Jody Stay, owner, proprietor of the Pizza Barn in Princeton, our longest running sponsor and one of our favorite people. I'm Jim Suhan from the Star Tribune and Talk North. Thanks for listening. Best way to listen to this show or any show you like at the network, please subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It's free. It's easy. You know the deal. We have the best sports lineup in town. We have good outdoor content, great variety content. Really proud to have been working with John this long, and Jody just reminded me that this is the fifth year anniversary of her sponsoring the show, which even if we didn't know and like Jody, we would appreciate. But the fact that Jody's been such a great ally, she's run such a great business, it's really rewarding to be here again. We are in Princeton. Hey, it's, as I always say, it's not that far from the Northwest Corridor in the Twin Cities. So if you're in the area, you want great pizza, pop up here. Really, they have a great staff. It's a cool place to hang out. And John, we're sitting here eating the pizza. We can vouch for the pizza. This is as good as anything I eat in the Twin Cities, maybe better.
I'm trying not to eat pizza while we're talking. I've already had three slices of my sausage pizza, and I'm going to refrain till we're done. Then I'm going to dive back into that baby. Yeah, but everything's great. It's just fabulous.
And officially, we're coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services studio, but today this is a remote show at Pizza Barn in Princeton. Again, not far off 169, not that hard to get to, and worth the trip. Yeah. All right, so John and I are going to talk a little bit of high school sports, and we're going to chat with Jody, and then we'll round the show out with some more thoughts from John. John, where do you want to start today?
Let's start with non-high school sports, college basketball. Let's start with those teams from Minnesota State, Mankato. Unbelievable, the men's and women's basketball teams, both winning Division II national championships. That just doesn't happen.
I think once in the last 40 years
it's remarkable. And also we had some news on the Division II level. One of the greatest players in Minnesota boys basketball history is now a head coach at Division II. Cody Schilling, a 2008 Ellsworth High School grad, ended his high school basketball career as Minnesota's all-time scoring leader. He's been passed by a few guys. He's number six on the list now. He was named men's head basketball coach last week at his alma mater, Augustana University in Sioux Falls. And he's a great young man. One of my favorite memories of covering high school sports at the Star Tribune. One of the photographers and I went to Ellsworth for a weekend. They had a Friday night game and a Saturday afternoon game. So I think we stayed in Worthington. But we spent a lot of time with Cody and his family, went to the farm. We saw the Schilling hogs at the farm, and his mom and dad were great, and just had a great time. And as I say all the time, you know, watching high school kids go on to do great things in life is something I really enjoy. So congratulations to Cody. You know, I've talked recently about people like Kelly Roislin Curry, Carly Wagner, Spencer Tollickson, who I had nice reunions with at the state tournaments this year. And last week's guest on our show, Bryce Tesdall, the Minnetonka boys basketball coach. It's just one of the most neat things about my job is seeing these kids. It's kind of like your own kids. You see them grow up out in the world and do great things. So congrats again to Cody Schilling, and best of luck in that coaching role at Augustana. And we were talking, Jim, before we started recording about the women's basketball tournament, the NCAA. And you wrote a great column about, you know, players like Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, who are going to go head-to-head in the Final Four and others. And I had my wife's sister and her husband from West Des Moines, hometown of Caitlin Clark, were in our house the night that LSU and Iowa played, and I thought my house was going to explode with all the screaming from the true lifelong Iowans. But it's going to be really cool. I'm really going to be curious to look at the TV numbers for the women's Final Four compared to the men's. I think we're getting somewhere here that it's going to be comparable. And when you, and you wrote this column about just the impact of these athletes and coaches, and I'm going to quote one statement that you wrote, quote, "So what you're seeing in the women's college game is what once made the men's college game great. Star players who stay in school and legendary coaches building programs that elevate the sport." You couldn't say it any better than that. That's exactly what it is.
If I were John Millay, I might have said it better.
No way. It was really well done. And it's remarkable. And, you know, I think back to, you know, the Janet Carvinans of Minnesota. You know, I once referred to her as the Babe Ruth of women's basketball in Minnesota, you know, and just where the sport has come. Because when I was in college and a little bit after at Drake University in Iowa, I didn't cover the men's team, but I was like the little intern who got to cover women's basketball games. And this, the recognition was so minimal. You know, the stands were largely empty. And boy, it's different now. It's a great sport and all these athletes doing great things. And people comparing Caitlin Clark, not just to Steph Curry, but to Pat Mahomes. You know, it's unbelievable. So, I'm really looking forward to the women's Final Four. And with, you know, you got a girl from Iowa, you got a girl from Minnesota, the two stars for their teams in the semifinals, Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. It's going to be awesome.
Let's also not forget about Tessa Johnson, freshman guard for South Carolina from St. Michael, Albertville. She's, part of really a program that feels like a dynasty. They've won two titles. They would have won in the COVID year.
Yep.
And they came really close, you know, last year. So they're just this close from being a true dynasty.
And they're undefeated.
They're undefeated this year. 107-3 the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Dawn Staley is an amazing coach, of course. Yep. Got to spend some time with her at the Olympics in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's great.
Let us get to officials are needed. And this is, you know, I had a conversation with a couple people recently who were just saying, hey, I've started going out and officiating games and it's made a difference. One of a relative of mine lives in Monticello. He's like, he's a baseball star and he kept on trying to play, ended up hurting himself. He started umpiring. He said, God, I should have done this 10 years ago. It's so rewarding.
That's what they all say. They come to that conclusion. And with winter high school sports now concluded, spring sports were kind of on the doorstep waiting for the weather. This is a great time to become an official. You know, if you go to mshsl.org, click on Who Are You? You'll see links for officials. There's a lot in there. There's a Q&A section. You can send emails. You can register. Everything is right there. And when the new school year starts next fall, you're going to be working. I mean, if you start the process right now, you're going to be busy in the fall. Officials and judges for all sports and activities. There's needs at all levels. And one of my favorite stories I did this winter was on Zach Goring, the former Apple Valley boys basketball coach who coached Tyus and Trey Jones. And now he's an official and he doesn't work varsity basketball because he doesn't want to. He does junior high and elementary and JV and ninth grade basketball. And, you know, he works a 5 o'clock basketball game and goes home and watches, you know, spends time with his own kids who are in high school. So there's a lot of options if you want to try officiating. It doesn't mean we're going to throw you in the state tournament year one. You're gonna be mentored by veteran officials. And it's just a great thing to do. And, when I was in college in Iowa, I was a high school baseball and softball umpire. That was one of my college jobs. And I just loved it. And those were the days you'd look at the ads in the back of the sporting news and there'd be ads for umpire schools in Florida. I honestly was thinking about it once I got out of college, if I could put together $1,200, you know, and go to an umpire. And I had a girlfriend at the time who told me that is not a wise plan. And now we're closing in on 42 years of marriage. So I think she was right. I did the right thing. But I did love it. I just loved, being 19 years old and being a high school baseball and softball umpire. I was playing a year before.
Right.
You know, and now I'm an umpire. And it was great. So anybody who's interested, go to mshsl.org and you'll find everything you need.
Excellent. All right, take us through some winter tournament news.
Yeah, I was at these winter tournaments, and I'll tell you what, the crowds were good. I think the numbers were up across the board attendance-wise. Part of that is people are used to electronic ticketing now. We've been doing it for years. You know, there's still maybe some older folks who need some help on it, but it's just, I'm standing at Williams Arena for the basketball tournaments by the gates, And every half second, I'm hearing the scanners beep as people are coming in. You know, so it's been great. The numbers have been really good. I think later this week we should hear some official numbers. And I've had some people ask me, how can I get a copy of the state tournament games and my team with it? Well, if they were streamed, you go to nspn.tv. That's our official streaming partner of the high school league. You can watch games. You can order DVDs, I think. And or just digital downloads, probably not DVDs, but it's digital downloads. You can get all that from them, and they do such a good job of covering all these tournaments, and you can hang on to those forever. I've got not a digital download. When I played in a Iowa high school state championship football game in November of 1976. I've got an old Betamax tape or something somewhere in a box. There's no way I can watch it now. You know, it's our game on there. It's probably black and white for all I know. I can't watch it.
You mean it's not in the cloud?
it's not, definitely not in the cloud. I cannot, not that I'm desiring to watch it 20 years ago.
Oh, you're dying
to. I did a couple
to.
Times.
You're
oh,
dying to.
No, we lost. That was the one game okay. We did not win. I'm not excited, but. Yeah, so it's great to get these digital downloads and have fun. Let's share those memories.
All right, take us through spring sports right now.
Yeah, as I said, we're kind of waiting on the weather here. We had such great weather early, you know, as the spring teams got out practicing. Around the state, the weather was so great. Everybody was outside by and large. So and we've had a little bump here. We've had snow and cold and but there's a lot going on. You know, once we get past this week, I think we're going to be a lot better. I'm seeing lots of practices moved indoors, games rescheduled. That's every spring. That's spring in Minnesota. We know that's going to happen. So it's going to get better. In fact, as we're done here at the Pizza Barn, it's Tuesday. I'm going to drive over to Monticello for a track meet. I wasn't sure if it was an outdoor or indoor. They have a big field house. I have received confirmation it's an indoor track, so I didn't have to bring my gear to watch to stand outside when it's, you know, 42 degrees and whatever. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a great spring, and I'm excited.
I've seen Monticello High School. That is an impressive place.
It is a show place, you bet. And the football, soccer, lacrosse field, it's as good as they come.
No doubt about it. All right, who's this week's most valuable teammate?
Yeah, let's honor a young man. Isaac Lent is a senior basketball player from Sleepy Eye. He's an outstanding student athlete and displays leadership and character on and off the court. He encourages others to be their best. He makes everybody feel welcome. Isaac has cherished every moment in the sports and activities he loves, and that includes football, baseball, FFA, Student Council, National Honor Society, and more. That's a busy young man. Congrats to Isaac Lent of Sleepy Eye on being a most valuable teammate.
Let's say hello to Jody Stay, owner-proprietor of Pizza Barn in Princeton. Best pizza you're going to have, inventive toppings, and pizzas of the month. You know the drill. So how are you, Jody?
I'm doing well. Jody. Waiting for spring like everyone
else.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's get some spring.
Right.
Yeah. We love being here. It's been too long. Mm-hmm. And when you were telling us earlier, it's been 5 years mm-hmm. in this partnership. That blows me away. And I'm an old guy. 5 years didn't used to go by that fast.
Yeah, it's been a good 5 years with you two.
Well, we have enjoyed it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we do appreciate it. And, you know, listen, I started up this business as just a complete, from the ground up, startup with zero actual employees, just two people I was working with, brand new, still with us, and now was an employee, and Michael Russo, our hockey guy. And, you know, you deal, when you run a business, as you know, mm-hmm. you deal with all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And when you run into good people, you really appreciate it. So we really appreciate everything you've done for us, how just professional you've been, how friendly you've been. You know, we feel like we've formed a friendship with you in addition to being in business together. And so thank you for everything. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
I remember you and I met for the first time at Williams Arena.
Yes.
The state basketball tournament.
Yes.
The pieces were kind of in place here and we were texting and we both happened to be there and, hey, I'm Jody. I'm John. How you doing?
I think that was the first year Princeton had went to the boys basketball tournament in 87
That's
years.
That's the one. That's
so
the
yeah, one. I remember that. I'll never forget it.
No, those moments are just what makes
right.
high school sports so special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So John usually tells us about the pizza of the month. Why don't you do that today, if you would?
Well, what I'm really excited about is our pizzas of the month that we have coming up this summer. We are pairing with Big Boar Smokehouse over in Hanover and using some of their products on our pizzas of the month for the summer. And we also reached out to D's Smokehouse as well as the OMC in Duluth, which is Oink Moo Cluck.
Why not?
Yes. So our summer, we want a barbecue smoked theme. And So, you know, why reinvent the wheel when there's people in the area that have perfected that?
Awesome.
And so we'll use some of their products on our pizza and on our wings and their barbecue sauces and, you know, just see how it goes when you collaborate with other people that are passionate about what they make.
Good for you. That's awesome. And I'm still going to order a sausage every time I'm here.
I know.
I walk in and you say sausage pizza for that guy.
And then I say to Jim, what do you want on your gluten-free pizza this time?
Well, listen, I mean, a lot of places have gotten better about gluten-free foods, but it's still a challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's really a challenge when you want pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either because most places either don't serve it or they serve it, but it's like just to check a box. It's not actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is fantastic.
Well, and thank you.
Man, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What's going on? Kind of give us a sense of the community, the high school. You know, I know you work a lot with the local high school, local sporting leagues. Mm-hmm. What's the scene like up here right now?
Well, we're waiting to get on the tennis courts, the baseball fields, the softball fields. You know, last Monday, the snow kind of brought things to a screeching halt for a little bit. But, you know, I'm gearing up to work around the schedules of the softball, baseball, and tennis players, which I've perfected over the years, having children in sports and employees in sports. So, you know, I've figured it out. And I look at those kids as a blessing because when they're in sports, they're team players. They know how to time manage and they know how to work hard. And so I don't mind when they're when they apply and they seem a little apprehensive to tell me about all the sports and activities that they're in, but I know that they're a good candidate when they're in sports and activities.
Yeah.
So we're also getting the food trucks ready. One's been running all winter long. We'll pull the other one out of storage here at the end of this month. And, you know, this is going to be a good year. We got a lot of grad parties in June. We'll be up in Duluth a lot this summer at Bayfront Park. All over the metro, and you can find our schedule on our website at pizzabarnprinceton.com and see where we'll be. So if you can't get to Princeton, then we'll come to you. You just got to find us.
There you go. And yeah, I know you got some big events in Somerset, Wisconsin. We've talked about these with some big names.
Yeah, the Somerset Amphitheater.
Yeah,
there's Luke Bryan. We'll do his show. Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Bob Dylan are touring together.
Heard of them.
Yep, I've heard of them too. One I haven't heard of, and I had to ask my son, Boogie with the Hoodie. We're doing his concert. He's a rapper.
Okay. Cool.
So I've learned something new.
Boogie with the Hoodie. Why didn't I think of that?
I know. Yeah. Hootie and the Blowfish. So that's from my era.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to be at that concert. But I do not have trouble finding employees for those events.
I can imagine.
Yeah, Jim and I were going to come and work.
Yes. Right, right. So, yeah. Those are very fun.
Awesome.
A high volume crowd. Yeah. You know, you kind of get to listen to the music in the background. Everybody's happy. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Jody has brought the food truck to some of our Talk North events before. And remarkably, the pizzas out of her food truck are as good as the ones you get here, which is another thing I could not have imagined.
It's fabulous. I remember at a Minnetonka High School football game.
Right.
They had, I don't know how many different food trucks, and I was chatting with your people there before the game, and they're throwing me giant slices of pizza, not allowing me to give them any money, and what a racket that is for me. But it's unbelievable just to see these food trucks and this pizza elsewhere, you know, on the road. It's fabulous. It's a great thing.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get our product out beyond the parameters of Princeton. So, yeah.
One other common theme I think we all can agree on. My wife's an educator. John's wife was an educator. John works with high school kids all the time. You employ high school kids and serve pizza to high school kids. And one thing John always says is, you know, we probably are set up for a pretty good future because we meet and deal with a lot of great kids.
Mm-hmm.
When people complain to me about kids these days, I like to say, come with me for a couple days. Let's go hang out with high school kids who are involved in activities.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you so much positivity.
Yep,
I couldn't agree more. These kids are doing a great thing. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the future when you work with the kids that I have here and the work ethic they have.
Yeah, and our kids are all, you know, grown up and kids of their own, but we think back to their high school days, you know, mm-hmm. in sports and band and just all these great activities. So what the advantages of that, it's, there's no way to measure it, you know. Just mm-hmm. so grateful that they have these opportunities, no matter what it is.
Agreed.
And John, big picture here, what do you think the state of Minnesota high school athletics activities is right now? I mean, it's a really yeah. broad question, right. but I also think it's the kind of thing you think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I do. It's really good. It's really good, but it's never perfect. One thing right now is the NIL stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, high school kids, we have high school kids in Minnesota collecting NIL money, you know, and it's new. And the Minnesota State High School League, we put together a policy a couple of years ago, just so schools had some parameters. And I think there's a discussion now, you know, like colleges have collectives, they call them, for here, donate money to the collective, we'll give it to the athletes, try to keep them from transferring or whatever. And I think that's probably going to be an issue on the high school level. And from what I'm hearing, it's not going to be allowed on the high school level in Minnesota. It's like a, you know, a high-powered booster club. We're going to collect a lot. We're going to take donations. We're going to collect a lot of money. We're going to share that money with our high school athletes. Maybe they won't transfer, but, you know.
Or maybe you'll attract a transfer.
Or maybe, yeah. So I think that's probably going to be nipped in the bud, which I think is a good idea. I'm not sure NIL for high school kids is a good idea at all, but it's here, and it's already happening, and we're, I know a lot of other state associations have talked to our office. Hey, what are you doing? Send us your documents, because we got to get ahead of this too. And that's a big issue. I don't know if it's a great big issue, if it ever will be, but the thing I've learned covering high school sports for so long and now with the high school league for more than 14 years, everything changes every mm-hmm. day. You know, nothing is static. You know, when did we not need more officials?
Right.
You know, stuff like that. When did we not need great coaches and just administrators, and that doesn't change. But I'm really optimistic. I think just coming off the winter state tournaments, which were great, which were excellent. Just, you know, you saw the best of everything you wanted to see. And you know, personally for me, I get to see all these people I've known forever and reconnect, and it's just a great thing. So I think, yeah, I'm really optimistic about where we're at. And I'm not going to brag about the high school league. Oh, yes, I am.
Go ahead.
We do things really well here because I have a pretty good national perspective. I hear stories from people in other states. We do it pretty well here, maybe as well as anybody in the country. And the kids, it's all for the kids. That's the whole reason the high school league exists, to make these experiences great for the kids and then kind of echo out from that. But, yeah, it's I'm so thrilled to work in this little world of high school activities. And it's just been a dream for me, and I'm not done yet. I got another at least a year, and we'll see what happens.
Good deal. All right. Well, let's wrap up the show. I'm going to plug a couple things, then I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to give us a final thought if you have one. Jody, you can participate in that if you like, or you can pass, whatever you like. I know John will think of something. Just a reminder, Pizza Barn in Princeton, longtime sponsor. We appreciate them. We are coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services Studio. I just want to plug my friend Scott Dayton's men clothing store, Twill, in the Edina Galleria. Scott's been with us forever. They're having a Samuelson trunk show on Thursday at the store. It's beautiful clothing, but you can also go there and buy a belt or an accessory or a pair of shoes, golf stuff, shorts. They have everything you want. It's a men's clothing store. They specialize. They're really good at what they do. Again, Samuelson Trunk Show on Thursday. TwillMN.com is the website. If you're ever in Edina, stop by. Tell them we sent you. They're just really nice people. And we thank you for listening to TalkNorth.com. Thanks to Jody for 5 great years. John, any final thoughts?
You know what I did earlier today, Jim? As I told you, I got up at 4:30 in the morning to take some relatives to the airport. Not my favorite part.
I hope you like
those
relatives.
I love them to death, and I'll do that every day of the year, but no, I won't. They're coming home. They're coming home in 2 weeks, and they have the decency to land at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Much better. But before I got in the car to come up here to the Pizza Barn, I was looking at some track results from last year. You know, I'm going to go to this track meet in Monticello. I've got, you know, I looked at their state results. There's some pretty high-flying kids at this meet, and I'm going to go watch them and maybe take some pictures, maybe talk to them, maybe talk to a coach, and maybe put a story together. I don't know. That's half the battle in this job is I'm going to see what happens. You just show up. You never know what you're going to find, so we'll see, and that gets me excited. And spring is a great time of the year for me because it's calm. as long as the weather's good. You know, the winter sports, you're in the gyms, you're in the arenas, state tournaments, it's hectic, it's loud, it's fun. Spring sports, a little calmer, pretty mm-hmm. much outside, a little more relaxed, sit in a lawn chair and watch baseball and softball. And yeah, it's a great time of the year, knock on wood, weather permitting.
Yes. Jody, any thoughts?
Well, I just want to wish all of the spring sports teams the best of luck this season. And go Paige and Caitlin Friday night.
Yes.
Yes. And to you two, happy anniversary. Here's to five.
You.
Yeah. Cheers to five more.
How about that?
Yes.
It's Thanks
been
so
a great
much.
Run.
And for those who aren't here, I'll set the scene. John and I are about to dig back into our pizza.
Let's go. Let's go. Hang up. Shut it off.
I'll take pictures.
Thank you both. Thank you for making the show such a success. I appreciate it.